Welcome back to Trade Show University and step number five in our process. Step number five is select your marketing media. And when people think about trade show marketing, most of the time when they think about the marketing tools that they're going to use, they're going to think about the booth and the booth space. You know, they might additionally think about some of the giveaways or brochures that they have in the booth space, but that's it. And so I want you to really think about all of the tools that you can use to convey your message. So last time we talked about step number four, crafting your message. And so when you've done that, when you have your USP, you want to take advantage of as many different marketing tools as you can to express that message, to get it out into the trade show community. So I wanted to talk about all the different tools that you can potentially use. And of course you have your booth space. And you know, when you think about your booth, I want you to think about something that you're going to use to really just convey a simple message. Really, people are only going to look at your booth for about 3 seconds. So you want to keep the concepts that you express on your booth simple. And we'll talk about that a little bit more next time. But also in your booth space, you're going to have potentially interactive video presentations, computer presentations, brochures, and giveaways that you have. Make sure that the giveaways that you use tie into your message of what you're trying to express in your brochures as well, that they accomplish your goals, okay? But you've also got a lot of tools outside of your booth. You know, one of the most powerful nowadays that's coming into greater and greater use is social media, and especially Twitter around trade shows. And so if you're not on Twitter, that's okay. But this is a great time to kind of get involved, and you don't have to be on Twitter all the time to use it for your trade shows, but you kind of need to know some basics. And what a lot of trade shows do is on Twitter, you can search for different topics based on hashtags. So let's say a show is, you know, one of the shows we go to is the exhibitor show. And the hashtag for that show may be exhibitor 2014. So that's pound, which they call the hash symbol, exhibitor 2014. So I can go into Twitter, I can do a search for hashtag exhibitor 2014. And every time somebody was talking about the show, I would see their tweets. So I can read what they're talking about. And maybe one of the people goes, can't wait to get to exhibitor 2014 and see all the new products at this show. And I can jump in, hey, that's awesome. We can't wait to see you there as well. We're going to have a new iPad counter available there. Come check us out in booth number 209. But Twitter gives you the chance to listen, to hear what people are talking about, and jump into the conversation and create a little buzz. So when you've got your message that you want to express, you know, you could create a video, post it on YouTube that really expresses and amplifies your message, and then broadcast it on Twitter, okay? So if you need help doing that, you know, in the email, as I mention each week, respond to me and I'll help point you in the right direction and give you some ideas of how to do that. Other media that you can use, think about sponsorships. You know, a lot of trade shows allow you to sponsor a after hours reception or sponsor the bag giveaway, or, you know, a lot of times those can be expensive, but there might be an affordable opportunity that fits your team. You could host your own hospitality suite, and a lot of events are right next to a hotel, so you could reserve a suite and invite some of your current customers or some of your best prospects up to the suite for an extended time, serve them food, and just really kind of engage to learn more about what their needs are. So when we look at these various marketing media, social media, videos, Twitter, sponsorships, hospitality room, your booth, marketing postcards and emails before and after the show, if you start early, you can map all this out and take that message that we just developed in step number four, and you can broadcast it through all these mediums. One coherent message through all of these various mediums. It's tremendously powerful when you look at a trade show as more than just your booth, but it's a whole ecosystem where you can express your message and express what your company is all about. So I hope you find that helpful. Like I said, if you have questions about this stuff, contact me. myself and the marketing team would love to help you out. Really, once again, appreciate you participating. We're halfway there, and there's still lots of great stuff to come, so we'll see you next time.